100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, John.
I'll tell you, coming up soon, we're going to have a big announcement from Regis Progray. You know who that is? We'll let you know about that. He's going to join us on Friday live at Deuce McAllister's Old Saint Kitchen and Tap. Got a bit of news we'll give you as to why he will be joining us here in a little bit. Also, how big is UFC? We've had this discussion before, right? Is boxing dead? Is UFC bigger? Well, ESPN's banking on it, literally, as they have just secured the rights package to have UFC over there, a five-year deal. Wait till I tell you the money. It's Joey's salary. It's what it is. Actually, he wishes it's what it was. Gus Kattengill with you here in the LaRose studios along with Joey. Joey, how you doing over there? Look at you.
Fine.
There he is. He's just staring at me saying fine, yelling at me. That's great. Jordan, the intern, made the drive here as well. So we're over here having a little fun today as Nichols Baseball will be on the air. They'll be taking on Southeastern Louisiana in the tournament game there. So it's 2 days for them in the Southland Conference tournament over there in Texas. And they're playing here at noon. So that's going to be via the stream. So we'll have that over there and over here. Obviously, we'll be doing the show, and we'll be giving you updates as to the Colonels taking on the Lions as well. Tulane taking on ECU as they won yesterday and advanced. They beat Houston 11-6. And the Tigers of LSU advancing into the double elimination portion of the SEC tournament as they won 8-5 as they beat Mississippi State. Now play Florida today at 4:30. And by all indications, that win by the Tigers yesterday should put them into regional play. But yes, it was that close. It was close for a bit, right? 8-5 is the final there. But seriously, that is one of those things where that's how close it was to maybe the Tigers not playing in postseason play. Got lots to get into. Here's your guest list coming up at 12:15. Jay Cicero is going to be joining us. Yeah, we talked to him yesterday. CEO of the Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation. That said, though, he's going to come in because, yes, we got the news this morning. It is official. New Orleans will be hosting Super Bowl 58 in 2024. So the big game is NOLA bound. And I love that we spoke about it yesterday, the slogan, right, in the logo there, NOLA 24, and then there's a slash and 7. I like that, right? Get it? NOLA 2024, 7. I like that. So the game is coming back. They sealed the deal this morning. Dennis Lauscha, Gail Benson doing the presentation. We'll touch on all of that and more when we have Jay Cicero coming on here next segment. Next hour, Dino Hansen will join us at 1:30, and then we'll chat with him about the Eastern Conference Finals. Game number 5 is tonight. Big one, for sure. I saw a stat, something like 80-something percent, Jordan, of the teams that win Game 5 go on to win a series. The best of three. Here's the thing that struck me yesterday, and again, not that I would like to pat myself on the back there, but I noticed I've yet to get a congratulatory text, tweet, anything on the Gustradamus prediction yesterday on the show, Jordan, in which I said, I like the Rockets in this game.
I mean, is this team not a Western Conference Finals? Oh,
the way everyone was talking, it's over. I mean, I do believe Brian and Elise yesterday said it was a 30-point loss.
It's still
on its
over,
way.
Gus.
It's still over, huh?
Yes, they're not going to win another
so
game.
So you don't think Houston tomorrow night, with all of the emotion and energy, of course, the shooting that took place there, just outside of here. I mean, you don't think they can go back to Oracle 3-2, huh?
Nah, dude.
No doubt. Also, if you remember on the show, I said CP needs to take over the game. Who was the player interviewed by TNT in the post game, Jordan? Do you remember who that was?
CP me.
It was CP me. I'm just saying.
James Harden scored more
points. That was me yesterday saying that, though, right? I said Chris Paul, he's the focus, he's the key, and they could win that game.
So we're going to go full LeBron on him.
No, I'm just...
His surrounding cast didn't do anything. Huh.
So Chris Paul was a key in that game.
So James Harden just didn't drop 30 points.
James Harden would have been nice if he would have made a shot or two late in that game. Actually, Lemonhead had to, and he did. Eric Gordon. I'm not being ugly. That's just, that's the
points.
Name that everyone gave him because he kind of looks like the Lemonhead character.
He kind of does.
He does, no. It's the head.
You were texting me that to me last night. I was like, what is he
saying? I keep forgetting you didn't know the reference from Lemonhead. No. You know the candy Lemonheads?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, pull up the image of Lemonheads and pull up an image of Eric Gordon.
Flew right over my head.
Yeah, Larry Holder of the TimeSpeakUnola.com when we first started the show when Eric Gordon, you know, was at that point billed as a key part of the Hornets.
And then he
called them Lemonhead.
Faked an injury. Yeah.
He was chilling, just chilling. Huh. Remember that. Just chilling. Anyway, we'll touch a little bit on the Eastern Conference Finals today, game number 5, and he's pulling up the picture. He's like, see, I told you. I'm telling you, go ahead and Google Lemonhead Eric Gordon. Somebody's done a comparison in a slide, you know, a side picture or split picture. It's not me. I'm not taking the credit for that. Larry and other fans have said that.
Well, there's a Lemonhead next to one of the pictures.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. I'm just happy you actually decided to knock down a couple of threes yesterday. Look, I wanted a close game, and you did see a close game yesterday. You saw a nice close game. It was nuts, too, because the Warriors' final possession was just strange, wasn't it? It was so weird. They didn't call a timeout. They missed the shot. Chris Paul gets the rebound. There's 0.5 left. He's 1 of 2 from the free throw line. They have 0.5 seconds left. Jordan Steph Curry got a good look in the
Very
left corner.
Good look.
I mean, a ridiculous
probably the
look.
Best look you could probably
wide
gotten.
Open look, essentially. I don't know how that happens, and he hits it off the side of the rim and boom, it goes off. But anyway, it's just nuts in this. We'll talk a little bit more about this on the show too and get your opinions. 800-998-1003 or at ESPN Radio NOLA. The thing that's strange is this. You've had a lot of blowout games other than last night. Yet you realize both series are 2-2?
Yeah.
It's weird, right? Because again, we had a little fun last week and we played montages of the ESPN analysts going back and forth. It's over. Steph Curry's broken. Something's wrong with him. Remember that? And then they beat Houston by 41, and it's over. Houston shouldn't even show up. And now it's 2-2. Boston, Cleveland, right? LeBron's already looking where he's moving. They win game 3. Game 4, they win. Boston's in trouble. Fire Brad Stevens. I mean, seriously, like last week, Brad Stevens was the greatest coach of all time. He's Phil Jackson. Now they want to fire him in Boston. I read somewhere in Boston, seriously. They're like,
he's on the hot seat.
Yeah. If Stevens blows this, maybe it's time for, oh my goodness. So my point is game 5 will be watched with a lot of interest. But yes, the Eastern Conference Finals, the Western Conference Finals, they're 2-2. They're now best of 3 series, 2 out of 3. So we'll touch on that here on the show as well. A main topic I want to get into though, and it's the question we're throwing out there at ESPN Radio NOLA. The owners' meetings are taking place. Yes, the big news, and we'll talk with, again, Jay Cicero of the Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation next segment. What was the Super Bowl announcement today locally for New Orleans? But the league going through a lot of rule changes or voting yay or nay, kickoffs, ejections, part of the rule changes that they were voted on yesterday. I heard it this morning on Golic and Wingo, the best way that they describe how the kickoff changes are, think of a punt. And that's how they're going to do it. That run-up zone is going to go bye-bye, essentially. Does that make any sense? No running starts for kickoff coverage teams. So it's like a punt. You know, like before, you get 10 yards to do the kickoff.
And the players run up with
Now the players go when the kicker kicks the ball. That makes sense? Y'all get it?
I don't like that.
Right? Why you don't like that? It's supposed to avoid collisions and supposed to make the game safer. You don't think that makes the game safer?
I mean, isn't that what they signed up for?
Wow. No regard
I mean,
for humanity.
I mean, I did a paper on CTE at LSU.
Did you? Oh, whoa.
I'll pull it up for
well,
you.
Studious. Well, yeah. I mean, go ahead. I mean, what did you learn?
I learned a lot, Gus.
Did you?
Yeah.
That didn't sound confident at all. Did you? That didn't sound confident at all.
I'm a scholar now.
Oh, Professor Kleber, huh?
Yeah.
Professor K. Right there, Professor. We'll hear more from your paper on CT. Is it published anywhere? Can we see this paper?
I'll pull it up on my Google Docs.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right.
I got an A on that paper, Gus.
You got an A on it?
Oh, yeah.
Thanks to me. I helped somehow, some way on it. So the elimination of running starts for kickoff coverage, that's on there as well. Also a requirement that 8 of the 11 men on the return team must be aligned in the setup zone, which is 15 yards off the ball. Does that make any sense? Basically, you can't have them like off-centered. You got to be even up with you while that happens. No blocking within the setup zone until after the ball touches the ground if it is not first caught. Now, close your eyes. Think of the kickoff as it is right now, right? Here's the running head start. The ball's in the air, and almost immediately there's contact. They're saying there's a 15-yard zone, no contact. And you can't make any contact until the ball is caught or it hits the ground. Again, trying to avoid a lot of those collisions. Although, I would argue this, most of your collisions, the big collisions, aren't there way down the field where you're trying to tackle the runner, right? That's where you see the bulk of the collisions. The immediate, I would say, hand jousting, or, you know, jousting would be the big thing in the first 15 yards. I mean, if I don't have a running head start or the running head start, essentially the coverage teams, they turn around and run backwards. They're really, I don't ever, other than an onside kick, I can't really recall a regular kickoff where at the kickoff, the guys on the front, instead of running back to set up a return, go straight forward and knock people over. Most of the big hits, am I lying, are like the 25-yard line towards the end zone, not the other way around. Anyway, also the elimination of two-man wedge blocks. No more wedge blocking. And kickoff teams must have 5 men lined up on either side of the ball, a move that will limit the schemes designed to get free runners in coverage down the field. So you can't have the 7 people going on one side and then they all switched on over it and there's... Here's 9, Jordan, left of the ball. Here they come. Free runners. Apparently this is going to happen. It is still a contact game. I get it. They're making the efforts. This is the NFL making efforts. Now, the main thing we're touching on isn't this. It's what they're deciding today. Jordan, you know what they're deciding today?
National anthem.
They're deciding what will the league do when it comes to the national anthem. Now, I'll say this as Joey's kneeling. Stop it. Because they're concerned here. They're concerned at what they're going to do and some of the possibilities that can happen. So this is some of the things that they're talking about maybe changing here. Because they don't have an idea of what it is that they want to do. Which, again, is interesting. But what they are talking about is a handful of things that they maybe want to do. And among them are the following. Require players to stand. Right? Require players to stand. Another one is require or penalize the team if the players don't stand. As in, like, a 15-yarder. Another option, again, this just comes across as really no idea or clue what it is that you want to do. Another option is allow the teams individually to come up with their own plan. I mean, nothing like the NFL going, hey, look, I can't. You come up with it. Right? So, it's very interesting how all that was coming up this morning. Now, that said, it just popped up on my screen. It is breaking news, and they have adopted a new anthem policy, unanimously approved, which was nuts, because literally this morning when I'm walking the dog, they couldn't get it together. They had a handful of things. So, Jordan, go ahead. Here's your new tweet. The new policy requires on-field players and personnel to stand for the anthem. So the NFL owners have unanimously approved a new national anthem policy that does require players to stand if they are on the field during the performance, but gives them the option to remain in the locker room if they prefer.
So they're putting together a lot of the options.
They put it together and they basically are letting the player decide. I mean, that's what this is. Okay? 800-998-1003. We'll take the quick break. When we come back, Jay Cicero of the Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation will talk about the big news as New Orleans gets the Super Bowl. We'll talk with him, and then we'll talk a little bit more about this. What do you think, NFL fans? The NFL kind of trying to strike a peace deal here, right? If you walk on the field, you got to stand for the anthem. If you don't want to do it, you can stay inside the locker room and then come out later. So there we go. We'll touch on all on that and more. We're just underway. It's hour number one of the Sports Hangover. As always, hour one brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims. If you are injured in an accident, ring the King. 909-KING is the way to do so as well. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Hi, I'm Jason Giles with the King Firm.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King at 909-KING.
Ooh-wee! Get out to Barker Mitsubishi today.
During our Memorial Day sell-a-thon.
And we will lower your monthly payment.
You can own a brand new 2018 Outlander Sport with zero down and just $259 a month.
That's right. You can own a new 2018 Outlander Sport with zero down and $259 a month.
Or get into a new 2018 Outlander with a third row seat.
Only $289 a month with no money down.
This is not a lease. You own it.
Plus, these new Barker Mitsubishis come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty.
So if you want to lower a monthly note,
come to our Memorial Day sell-a-thon
at Barker Mitsubishi, located at the Big 3 Auto Corner,
where St. Charles meets West Tunnel Boulevard in Homa.
Excludes TT and outlet select models with approved credit. Some customers will not qualify. 84 months, 4.9 APR. Warranty excludes Evolution and IMIEV. See Barker for details. Ends May 31st, 2018.
In the stadium, everybody wants the best seat in the house, and it's the same at home. So make sure everyone has the best seat with new furniture from Landmark Home Furnishings in Houma. Dad can have his recliner, mom her chair and a half, and the kids a place on the sofa. Find them all at Landmark Home Furnishings in Houma, and right now get 12 months interest-free financing, plus fast delivery and setup. The best seat in the house can be everyone's seat. Just head to Landmark Home Furnishings, 6667 West Park Avenue in Houma, or go to landmarkhomeonline.com today.
At Thibodeau Regional, we're proud to announce we've received HealthGrade's 2017 Outstanding Patient Experience and Patient Safety Excellence Awards. What's more, we're the only hospital in Louisiana to achieve both awards 4 years in a row. Why should this matter? Because it confirms two things: our commitment to quality and your satisfaction, both very important when it comes to your family's health care. Thibodeau Regional, once again recognized by HealthGrades for providing outstanding quality care. For more info, go to Thibodeau.com.
The road to the big leagues goes through New Orleans, and it's baseball season at the Shrine on Airline. We've got giveaways, fireworks, fun promotions, and so much more. Tickets start at just $5. Every Thursday, bring your dog, and it's Thirsty Thursday with discounted drink specials. Fireworks are back every Friday. We also offer group discounts, and our suites and hospitality areas are available for groups of any size. For tickets and information, visit cakesbaseball.com. Baseball is back at the Shrine on Airline. Play ball.
Restore your vehicle's lost power by cleaning your entire fuel system with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner. Right now, buy one bottle and get one free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Keep your engine clean and improve performance with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner. Buy one, get one free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What's up, fellas? Stephen A. Smith here. You know that on occasion, I've been known to give out some love advice to my listeners. Well, here's a tip for my guys out there. Take your wife or girlfriend out on a date. Easy to forget sometimes since life gets hectic. But that's why the official ticket partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats, is here to help. With Vivid Seats, you can get tickets to see your favorite band or your favorite team all in just a few clicks. Just go to VividSeats.com/ESPN today for your exclusive discount offer.
You don't have to sacrifice style to have a floor that's 100% waterproof for life. Because the Home Depot has Pergo Outlast Plus laminate starting at just $279 a square foot. With 22 colors, including on-trend grays, Pergo Outlast Plus can fit any style, in any room, beautifully. and resist water. Get Pergo Outlast Plus starting at just $279 a square foot at the number one Pergo waterproof laminate flooring retailer, The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. See warranty for details.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-708-3091. 800-708-3091. That's 800-708-3091.
Accidents and injuries can put your life on the sideline.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the king at 909-KING.
Very intrigued by the Dan Le Batard Show on ESPN Radio.
These guys have never been there before. You think Saric, Anelia Sova, and Bellinelli are ever going to do that again in their lives? By the way, we say that every playoff series, right? There's always a Bellinelli or a Gary Neal or a Danny Green. They're never going to do that again.
Bellinelli has often been Bellinelli in these scenarios. For like three different teams, Bellinelli has been Bellinelli.
How many times have we played Bellinelli in the playoffs? Was he on that Chicago team? Definitely played him when he was a Spur. Is this the fourth time we're playing Bellinelli?
But no, often Bellinelli is just, it's not Gary Neal. It's again Bellinelli.
It's just Bellinelli. Wearing a different uniform. How is this guy always available? Because he's amazing, apparently. He's the greatest. Apparently, the Sixers, all it is Ben Simmons passing to Bellinelli, and Bellinelli making a shot like it's no big
that
deal.
That is the process.
The Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugats on ESPN Radio and ESPN News.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
And welcome back. It is the Sports Hangover, and let's go straight to a very happy Jay Cicero, President and CEO of the Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation. Jay, we spoke yesterday, and I said I had a pretty good feeling we would have a good day today, a good Wednesday, and indeed, a very solid day for you today here. I'm sorry, Tuesday. or is it Wednesday?
It's Wednesday.
It is Wednesday. That's what I thought it was, yeah. Well, y'all looked at me in the studio like I was nuts when I said Wednesday. Anyway, Jay, congratulations. The Super Bowl is coming back to New Orleans.
Brought it home for us with the 11th record tying 11th Super Bowl to be held here in New Orleans in 2024.
Yeah, no doubt. Obviously, look, we spoke yesterday about how it was maybe a little bit different stress. I wouldn't even call it maybe even pressure, but not going up against another city and competing from that situation. Yet, was it tense for you waiting for that phone call?
Yes, it was. I mean, I was pretty nervous all morning because first of all, I wasn't in Atlanta with the team,
mm-hmm.
And Mrs. Benson presenting, so I didn't get a chance to see and feel the room and what was happening at the time. But and as always, in the hands of the owners and for a new process. New presentations to the owners, the first time that they're really hearing our business proposal. It could have gone another way, but very happy that it didn't, and Mrs. Benson brought it back to where it belongs.
You know, what's crazy, Jay, is we always talk about the different impact that these games have, and obviously, coming up in the near future, we're going to have the National College Football Playoff Championship and Final Fours are coming as well. But there's something special about having a Super Bowl in your city, isn't it?
It's the best. It is. There's nothing like it. It's the biggest sporting event that travels around the country each year that's bid upon. It is has the most media coverage. It is a circus. It really is, and it has a lot of economic impact and exposure associated with it. So, and this will be our 11th, which says a lot about New Orleans, a fantastic city to host major events, and it just adds on to that list that started last year with the NBA All-Star Game, and And with WrestleMania this year and College Football Championship game in 2020, Women's Final Four in 2020, Men's Final Four in 2022, and now Super Bowl in 24. That's a, I think any city would love to have one of those events, much less all of those in a seven-year time period.
One of the things, Jay, that we kind of touched on yesterday was today in was the culmination of a long process. Just kind of go back again in November when the NFL tabs you guys to bid. Just everything that kind of goes into today.
Well, that's a long conversation, but you know, the NFL put out a inquiry to the teams, to Dennis Lauscha, asking what years are we interested in bidding. Well, we had been communicating with them for the last 2 years since we lost the last Super Bowl bid to Atlanta for 2019, that 2024 was our year. And 2023 was already booked. 2025, I think, is Mardi Gras or had already booked. 26, the same, somewhere down the line. So we knew 24 was our opportunity. So we had been telling the NFL 24. Mm-hmm. You fill out that form and say, we'll bid on every year you want, but 24 is our year, is the one that we are going to concentrate on. So then you go to the invitation process, in which the NFL asks the team or invites the team and the sports foundation to bid on behalf of the state and city. And we accept. And then it's a new confidential bid process we started immediately the next month in the mid-November, received the bid specification documents, and then started to do our thing, started to do our bid process, and which starts with tearing that bid apart, line by line, paragraph by paragraph,
right,
and deciding and figuring out, have we done this before, what's it going to cost? And there's literally 200 pages to this bid document,
wow,
the specification document. So, it took every week our staff meeting together to go over portions or sections of the bid document to vet every aspect of it and to figure out what we could provide that would be competitive in the NFL's mind. So, we did that for several weeks. Had the New Orleans Bowl, our 17th R&L Carriers New Orleans Bowl last December. And then we had the CBS Sports Classic basketball tournament,
yep,
at the Dome. And then the doubleheader, really wasn't a tournament, but doubleheader. And then the preparations for WrestleMania, all mixed into it. And so our bid was due actually WrestleMania week.
Hmm.
So we pushed up the timeline and did all this work ahead of time. And you go through stages of communication and affirmation, basically, or no affirmation from the NFL based upon what you're providing them and the information you're providing them each week.
Right.
And we move through the process week to week to week. Every Thursday conference call set with the NFL to review where we are in certain items, going back to the drawing board on things, advancing on things that they accepted, and moving forward to that point in April where they said, okay, you've got a competitive bid. We're not finished, but you've got a competitive bid, and
wow,
if you continue to move in the right direction, then we're going to allow you to present to the owners, and the owners still have to vote, and they have to approve all this. So we went through that process and spent the last 2 weeks, 3 weeks, writing the bid proposal, not the bid proposal, the bid presentation, and producing videos to go along with it,
mm-hmm,
and planning what would happen in Atlanta. And this is all hand in hand with the New Orleans Saints, of course. And you know, Mrs. B brought it home today, and that Dennis Lauscha obviously plays a major role in that. But Mrs. B, owner to owner, is a strong request, and hopefully, I'm gladly that she did it today. It's fantastic news for the entire state of Louisiana.
Yeah, no doubt it was probably a big moment for her, and obviously first owners meetings, you know, by herself, kind of in charge of the team here, and to be able to do something like that. It's probably a heck of a moment in that room when you finally got that call and you were told that. You know, the final thing I have for you, Jay, is what I find interesting is in all of these different Super Bowls, there's always something different and new as well. It's not just kind of what you've done in the past. And obviously with technology increasing the way it is, I don't know what's going to be in 2024, right? But you definitely see from the concert venues to entry points to all of that. I know that's probably part of the bidding process, but at what point or how far away from the game itself, a year, year and a half to where you start going, okay, look, we're going to start having things here or in that there, or is it already now that is that part of the bidding process of what you're going to do?
Well, there are some things that you put forth in the bid that you say you're going to do,
right.
And there are other things that that are TBD, and you may just say, okay, we have to budget towards this, or provide a contribution towards this to the NFL, and they're going to figure that out later. So, literally 200, 300 items you have to decide that on, and how this is going to all play out and mesh together. But you know, as we get closer, we've already created the host committee, in which the host committee organization, in which the Saints and the Sports Foundation are providing the leadership there. We will have create committees. We will have a board of directors. We will have committees of fundraising, operations, security, stadium, all the things that we normally do, plus whatever applies to 2024 that didn't apply to 2013. And we'll attack it that way. And fortunately, we have, this will be our fourth Super Bowl in which the Sports Foundation will serve as the host committee staff. And certainly this Saints staff has a lot of experience also with Dennis and Ben Hales and Mike Stanfield and that group out there. So, you know, having gone through these things hand in hand with those guys, it really sets up a level of comfort and confidence that no matter what comes up, we're going to be able to work our way through it. So, to answer your question a little shorter, is that we'll begin building up bigger things now, fundraising plans now. Execution phase will start 2 years out, and of course 1 year out, it's almost every day. So and then 6 months out, it is 24/7.
Wow.
As the bid said. So it's a monumental task to take on for any city. But when you add on all the other events that we have in between now and
right.
then, you know, it makes it even more of a challenge.
Yeah, you're definitely busy, but you guys do a great job. Thank you for everything you do for the city. And obviously, it's a big day today, Super Bowl 58.
Very big day. Very big day. Mrs. Benson brought it home for us. Thank you.
Absolutely. If you want to follow the Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation, everything they do online, at GNOSF on Twitter. And, of course, you can go follow them online as well. At GNOSports.com. Thank you, Jay, for a little bit of your time again today.
Appreciate it, guys. Take it easy.
Absolutely. We'll take the quick break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about the other big news in the NFL, and that is the anthem policy. Unanimously voted on. All 32 owners have voted on it. Do you like it? It's a little bit of everything. As this morning, they couldn't come up to what exactly they wanted to do. Well, now they have it. We'll give you a lot of the different aspects to it. I've had some time to kind of look over it, too. I think they're trying to make everyone happy, if this makes any sense to you. I will go through it at all. If you want them to stand and respect the anthem and the flag, you got that. If they don't want to do it, they can do that as well. But if you do it on the field during the anthem, you get fined. I'll explain everything that's in this as well when we come back. It's the Sports Hangover Hour 1, brought to you by the King Firm on ESPN New Orleans.
Kick off the weekend with ESPN New Orleans Lunch Club from Friday noon to 3 at Deuce McAllister's Old Saint Kitchen and Tap, located at 132 Royal Street in the French Quarter. Join Gus Cattingill and see why Old Saint is not your average sports bar. Visit our 50 beers on tap and the best poor boys. Gumbo, barbecue shrimp you're going to find around. You got to try it, even their baby back ribs. It's another ESPN New Orleans Lunch Club this Friday, noon to 3 at Deuce McAllister's Old Saint Kitchen and Tap. Grab a friend and join the fun at 132 Royal Street.
Do you love playing golf and competing in golf? And how about winning cash at golf? Now you can enjoy it all at the Flagstick in Metairie. Join the golf leagues at the Flagstick and compete on giant 10x15 high-definition simulators. The Flagstick golf leagues are forming now for Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday nights. Call 504-510-5577 or go to theflagstickgolf.com or stop into the Flagstick inside the Clearview Mall and register and compete weekly in the golf leagues. The Flagstick. Play. Practice. Party. The Flagstick.
The New Orleans Jesters are back at Pan American Stadium for the 2018 season. The Jesters are the defending Southeast Conference regular season champions and need you to push them back to another title. Season tickets are just $65 for adults and $32.50 for kids 12 and under. And single game tickets are $10 for adults and $5 for kids. Visit NOLAJesters.com to secure your seat for all of the NPSL and U.S. Open Cup action.
In 1918, two banks began working together with one common goal, helping people reach their dreams. A perfect match, a perfect union. Now, 100 years later, and with thousands of dreams reached, Hancock Bank and Whitney Bank have one name, Hancock Whitney. One bank, one mission, one name. 100 years in the making. Hancock Whitney, your dream, our mission.
Do you know if you've got the right insurance coverage? Is your car, home, or business protected? If you hesitated, see someone who knows. Price Bourgeois at Bourgeois Insurance in Thibodaux. Owner or agent Price Bourgeois will personally help you find the coverage you need. And because he's an independent agent, he can find the right coverage that fits your budget. Hey, there shouldn't be any doubts about your insurance. Call Price Bourgeois at 985-803-8999. That's 985-803-8999. Bourgeois Insurance in Thibodaux. Home, commercial, auto.
New Orleans Roast Coffee and Tea brings 70 years combined experience to its coffee roasting with its small batch roasting facility located in the Marigny. Its coffee is crafted by the fine folks at PJ's Coffee. New Orleans Roast offers dark and medium roast, chicory, and southern pecan. Enjoy it in 12-ounce bags or K-cups at grocers like Dornax, Langenstein's, Robert's, Bromart, Rouse's, and Sapardo's. Even get it delivered to your door through NewOrleansRoast.com or Amazon and Amazon Prime. New Orleans Roast, as flavorful as the city it calls home.
Want to know my secret to make a great-looking lawn last even longer?
All it takes is a second feeding of Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food. With a simple second feeding, your lush lawn is here to stay. Because a second feeding of Scott's reinvigorates lawns by providing nutrients, which helps prevent browning and withering as the weather warms.
My green grass isn't going anywhere.
This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food today.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Do you remember modems, VCRs, wooden tennis rackets? Of course you do. But you never think about them because they are so extremely outdated. What about sports drinks? Let's say goodbye to that old artificial neon standby. There's a new sports drink called Body Armor. With natural flavors and sweeteners, more electrolytes and more vitamins, Body Armor is the more natural, better sports drink. Thanks, Gatorade. We'll take it from here.
Hello, it's me, the designer jeans in your closet. The back of your closet. What am I doing here? Would you keep caviar in the back of your fridge with the ketchup and old milk? Yeah, I don't think so. So, what happened to us? I mean, have you seen my label? I used to summer in the Hamptons, and now I'm stuck behind a pair of sweats. Sure, I never really fit you quite right, and one of my pockets is so small you can't even squeeze your hand into it. But it's all about the look.
and I look good. I need to get back out on the scene so I can be seen. You know, going to fancy parties, getting expensive iced coffees, Sunday fun days, okay? So take me to Goodwill, where I can really make a difference.
Your donations to Goodwill create new jobs, training programs, and education assistance for people in your community. To find your nearest donation center, go to goodwill.org. Donate stuff. Create jobs. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
The 2018 Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series is underway, and you get caught up on all the action and details for all the races Fridays right here on ESPN New Orleans. And it's all sponsored by Rogers Parts, your locally owned Napa Auto Parts stores in LaFourche, Assumption, and St. Mary Parishes. Napa Auto Parts, sponsor of the Chase Elliott No. 9 car in the Cup Series. Get the expert analysis and latest news on Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series throughout the 2018 season every Friday on ESPN New Orleans.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Welcome back to the Sports Hangover as we go back over the anthem policy the NFL has brought in as well. The NFL announcing today Super Bowl 57 going to Arizona, and of course 58, we just spoke with Jay Cicero, going to New Orleans. And also the NFL announcing where the 2019 NFL draft will be. As again, it's now a rotating thing. It just used to be New York's, and because the theater that they hold it in had a play, they've now lost. I wonder if New York's a little upset by that. Probably not. I don't. They got enough things that go on over there in that city. But the NFL quickly realized when it had to relocate the draft that it could, you know what? You can make money off of it. It's an event. I love it. I think it's great that it travels to different NFL cities. We've talked about this as well, whether or not it would make sense for New Orleans to be a part. I could have asked Jay that. I think I did once. But the point is, you have so much stuff going on that weekend. You have the Zurich Classic. You have Jazz Fest weekend. And I don't know. I guess technically, yeah, the city can host the NFL draft. But where would be the one thing? A lot of these places have it outside. I think you would just do it in a dome. Right? I mean, this past year was in Dallas and you did it in Jerry World. That's the best way to not worry about rain, the heat, what have you. I mean, Philadelphia was perfect outside last year, and it was great. I love it. I would absolutely go. I've asked this before, 800-998-1003 or at ESPN Radio NOLA if you want to chime in. Would you go to that? I think it'd be fun. I mean, I loved last year in Philly. If you remember, you had the Cowboy player go in and thank the Eagles for allowing him to have a great career because he's beat them so many times, and the Eagles fans were just booing. I mean, it was fantastic. I love the fact that it was at like 200,000 people in those 3 days in that field there. It was great to see. I totally would go. I would. I think it would be great to kind of be a part of that and see it. But, yeah, you have a lot going on that weekend in New Orleans, and you wonder if that would happen. Nashville is getting it next year, so the home of the Titans will be the site of the NFL draft. But I wonder how that bidding is sort of going to be here as well. Anyway, the other big news, of course, as we said, New Orleans getting Super Bowl 58. So congrats to everybody that were a part of that. But also the NFL finally coming out and saying, here's our new policy. We have a new policy on the national anthem. This was a huge thing last year, if you remember, right? I mean, you have players right now suing the league, or in terms of collusion and trying to say that they're keeping them, you know, Colin Kaepernick from getting a job because they want to kneel. So this morning on Golic and Wingo, they were talking about, hey, look, there's a handful of different things that the owners were considering doing this year. One, require everybody to stand. Got to do it. Two, keep everybody in the locker room. Mike Golic brought that up this morning. Up in the 2000, players didn't come out until after the anthem was played. So this is only relatively a new issue. The other was, well, you got to fine the players. for the team if they don't stand. Another option that was going to be given to owners was, hey, each team individually do it. And when I started reading that this morning, I'm like, this is a mess. Because it came across completely as the NFL had no clue how to do this. And I text Brian and Elise this morning because I was going back and forth. Because we've talked about this on the show several times, including on Tuesdays when he joins us. You know what's a policy in the NBA? A policy that says stand? The NBA does. As a matter of fact, September 30th, 2017, the start of the season that's still going on right now, the NBA sent a memo on that Friday reinforcing its rule that players and coaches stand for the national anthem. This is off of Zach Lowe and ESPN, suggesting other ways in which they might address the recent protest movement sweeping across the NFL and other sports. The memo instructs teams that, quote, the league office will determine how to deal with any possible instance in which a player, coach, or trainer does not stand for the anthem. It states that individual teams do not have the discretion to waive that rule, that players, coaches, and staff stand for the anthem. The league has the discretion to discipline players with violation of the rule. It is not clear if the league would exercise that in event of any protest, however. But in that memo, the league's, says, hey, look, teams might address the current political climate by having players and coaches give a joint pregame address at their first home games or do that. And we saw that. We've seen that before, right? Well, right before tip-off, players get the mic. They'll thank fans. It'll say something. We saw the Sacramento Kings owner after that shooting took place in Sacramento. Remember, Boogie Cousins stepped up and paid for that family's funeral when police shot that individual in the backyard. But the owner, before the game, and remember, the protest blocked people from going into the arena. It was kind of an issue. And the owner grabbed the mic, stood arm in arm with the team, and said, hey, we're going to do whatever we can. We're going to start discussions. We're going to do whatever we can to try to help the community heal and all that stuff. I've been a huge, huge proponent, also backer of what the NBA has done. Think about this. And I this isn't any major scientific research. It's a Google search, right? Because I wonder, as I was talking to Brian about this, if there is a league in which the marriage of a certain culture of music or race is married together and is as prominent as it is, it's the NBA, right? African American, and then you have hip hop music. And I mean, you would just think that if there's going to be a league that would not like that or have protests or something like that, you'd be like, there's none. It never happened. There was not a single protest. There's not an argument. Players didn't say we weren't going to play or anything of that nature. So why was it so difficult in the NFL? What was the issue with the NFL? Was it that the league didn't come out forcefully at the very beginning and do that? Right? I mean, 74% of the NBA back in, the only number I could find was 2015, was African American. 23% white, 1.8% Latino, and 0.2% Asian. Again, this is 2015. In the NFL, it's 68%. This was back in 2014. African American, 28% white. Yet for some reason, didn't you get the sense if the NFL was, they came across like they looked like they had their pants down, right? I mean, they were not ready for it and couldn't prep for it. Yet you never got that sense of feeling with the NBA, ever. And I just read you the start of the season, essentially, September 30th. The NFL go, no, you're standing. It's the rule. Nothing. So why is it when the NFL couldn't do it? Now they come out, here's a new policy. And a new policy is trying to make everybody happy. It's the only way I can really come across it. 800-998-1003. I'd love to get your opinions on this because some people have laughed it off and said it's not a big deal. And look, man, you've heard it all this morning on national radio, local radio, whatever. There are fans that stopped watching NFL games last year because of it. There are fans that, you remember, right? There are restaurants in New Orleans and surrounding areas that will refuse to put on the game. because of it. So you can laugh at it and say it's not a big, it was a big deal to a lot of people. It was. Now the new policy, here are the different aspects of it. We'll take the break and then we'll speak on it. NFL owners have unanimously approved a new national anthem policy, and here are the details, right? It requires anyone on the field during the performance to stand. It gives, however, players the option to remain in the locker room if they prefer. The policy also subjects teams to a fine if a player or any other team personnel does not show respect for the team. That includes any attempt to sit, kneel, or anything like that, as dozens of players, as we said, have done that before. Those teams will also have the option to fine any team personnel, including players, for the infraction. So the NFL is going to fine you, and then the team can double fine you as well if you plan on doing that. So let's quickly recap. Real simple. You don't have to go out there if you don't want to. If you go out there, you have to stand. If you go out there and you don't stand, we're fining you. So it's a little bit of everything here. The NFL kind of doesn't want to come across and say that we're not giving you your right to do so. The NBA has. A lot of other leagues have as well. The NFL's not going that way. They're going to put the onus on the player. They're going to make the player, they're putting the player out there alone. If the player decides to do it, you're going to know. Believe me, because guess what's going to happen? And a lot of people were upset about this when they were doing it in September. You know what's going to happen? Every single national anthem, the networks are going to do what? They're going to scan the field. Who's not there? Who's there? Right? Fans are going to see. Now, what will be interesting is if the NFL kind of tells those broadcast crews, this is when we go to break. Because they did that towards the end of September, remember? Because the first few games of the last season, It got frustrating because I'm like, here we go. And they did it, right? They'd show the flag, they'd cut away to a kneeler. They'd show the fans booing, they'd cut away to a kneeler. I mean, it was part of the coverage. And before, you never saw it. You always went to break. You'd see the teams come out, and you'd have the play-by-play guy go, coming up next, the Saints take on the Falcons on Fox NFL Sunday, right? Boom, and then it'd go to break. But when all this became an issue, it was, And we pause now for the national anthem. And then it would show the national anthem on purpose to see who was kneeling and who was not kneeling. I'm telling you, I would bet Jordan Frost tipping his hair like he said he's going to do since the Rockets won yesterday.
Never said that.
Yeah, you did. That's what's going to happen. They're probably going to go back to break. And unless you're in the stadium, you're not going to know who's there or not. That would be what I would do. Quick break when we come back. Actually, you know what? Let's just take the phone call now before we take the break. Real quick, sorry about that, Todd. Eric, thank you for giving us a call. What's your thoughts on the new NFL policy, man?
I just think they're kind of all over the place. I have a question. I have a question for you, Gus.
Yeah, man.
Why do they even sing the national anthem at sporting events? Like, what does that have to do with sports?
Look, I've heard this argument before as to why play it, why do it, and I think it's a way, I guess, out of respect. It's a way to get things going and kind of just show unity and nationality. You know, I was having this discussion with Jordan driving down here to La Rose earlier today and was listening to some other people kind of talk about, hey, look, the flag doesn't go to war. The flag doesn't vote. You know, it's just a symbol. Why are we doing all those things? And I've always said this. I think a lot of people attach symbols, and we're not just talking about the flag, right? Religious symbols. People use cross or angels or things of that nature, and that's just one probably section of religion. But people have always used symbols to represent something. And I think, to me, it's a symbol of unity. It's a symbol of, hey, under one broad flag, one broad nation, that's who we all are. There's differences and things of that nature. And I think that's why they do it that way and do it. I mean, I don't see why it's a problem to have, but look, we've seen the last several years, people don't want the Pledge of Allegiance. People don't want this. People don't want different mixtures of whether it be symbolic, whether it be religion, you know, interacting in sports. You know, there's been people that have sued coaches in, you know, high school athletics because they pray or they take a knee. And they say a prayer before a game. So I just, I don't think you'll ever make everyone happy, no matter what, if that makes any sense to you, Eric. No matter what. There's going to be people that feel you should do it, and there's always going to be somebody that says you shouldn't on certain things. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, I got a better song that they should play about God Bless America. That covers everybody.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, again, it's the national anthem. God Bless America. I know baseball does that right in the seventh inning. When it did that, again, after those attacks, really, it became sort of the thing about it. And I guess, you know, Eric, one of the things that I was touching on with Jordan more than anything about this was, you know, you're going to see the World Cup coming up here. And look, man, I'm with you. There's a lot of things in the state, in the city, in the district, in my neighborhood that I wish I could change and make better. Mm-hmm. But what I've always found interesting, and you don't have to be a lover of soccer to even understand it, when teams play here in June, I'm sorry, countries play in June, they don't work. They meet in, you know, central parts of a city to watch the game, and they all unite. And I can promise you, if you know this, I mean, you watch the news. I mean, there's some European countries that can't get along on anything. I mean, you know, but when their country plays, I mean, it's there. Right. And don't you, Lito, they can rip each other. But don't you rip them. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense? It's like, hey, let us make fun of us, but nobody better make fun of America. And that's all I kind of look at it. I just kind of wish we were like that. I think a lot of our problems would kind of go away because we all are just one. And maybe instead of looking at it as maybe it doesn't represent me, well, let's make it represent you, if that makes any sense. You know, we should be all Americans. And how can it be the best America?
That's right. Thanks for taking my call, guys.
For sure, man. Thank you, Eric. Appreciate it. Quick break. We come back. We'll wrap up hour number one. As always, brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. You've been injured in an accident. Ring the King. 504-909-KING. KingInjuryFirm.com as well. We got much more to get into this as well. We'll talk a little basketball. Rockets tie the Western Conference Finals. Eastern Conference Finals. Game 5 is tonight. We'll have all of that. Sharif Fyshak, 215. Kelsey. Going to talk a little wrestling at 2:30. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to ESPN New Orleans.
Hi, I'm Jason Giles with the King Firm.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King at 909-KING.
As a leader in sanitation for the oil and gas industry, Joe's Septic Contractors caters to all field clients offering vacuum truck service for the offshore tanks, vessels, or treatment plants containing sewage or gray water. Joe's Septic Contractors offers state-of-the-art offshore portable toilets with cages and certified safety slings. Call Joe's Septic Contractors today at 985-632-5592 or visit our website at www.joeseptic.com.
At the Jambalaya Shop in Houma, we treat our customers like family. You can dine and carry out our homemade jambalaya gumbo, pastelaya, and more. Need catering for an event? Look no further than the Jambalaya Shop. Whether you need to feed 5 or 500, let the Jambalaya Shop do the cooking for you. Events like tailgate parties, school events, office parties, even the ballpark. Call the Jambalaya Shop today at 985-851-7725. Located at 1795 Martin Luther King Boulevard in Houma, next to Ultimate Party. The Jambalaya Shop, where the secret's in the pot.
I know there are several of you out there who had a bad night. You know why I know this? Because I used to be just like you, and I didn't get great sleep because of my snoring. But that was before I tried the revolutionary Zeepa device. Zeepa is a game changer, y'all, and the only snoring solution of its kind. So if you snore, you need to get a Zeepa. I want you to go to ZYPPAH.com. Easy to remember because Zeepa is Happy Z spelled backwards. That's Zeepa.com to get the great sleep you need and the great sleep you deserve.
Accidents and injuries can put your life on the sideline. In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King at 909-KING.
To give batters a different look, pitchers throw a changeup.
Your idea of a different look is sunglasses.
That's true.
But La Quinta Inns and Suites is really taking the different look thing to a new level.
Definitely a major league makeover, starting with a bolder, brighter lobby full of comfortable spaces to let you settle in.
Or chill out in front of a big flat screen like Wingo would.
Oh, you know it.
It's a changing La Quinta look to help you get in the zone and look sharp when you hit that big meeting.
Prepare to win at business with La Quinta Inns and Suites.
Book now at LQ.com.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Yes, been having fun patting myself on the back because yesterday I said the Rockets. Watch. Watch what happens. Brian Earl East called it a 30-point defeat that's coming, and Jordan the intern, he learned. He learned that you just listened to me. I am your Michael Jordan.
I think you just called yourself the GOAT.
Well, in here, yeah. That's how it works.
I'm going to have to block you on social media.
That is how you cannot block me. As a matter of fact, go ahead and follow me. I got to catch up to Brian and Ola East at GCAT_17. Or, of course, follow us at ESPN Radio Nola. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. Hour 2, Dino Hansen. Hour 3, Sharif Eishak will touch on LSU advancing into the double elimination part of the SEC tournament. And also Kelsey. She hosts the podcast on Wrestling with Paul Boron, who's the voice of the Jesters. We'll be alternating each and every week. We'll touch on the biggest stories in wrestling. Doing a huge deal with Fox and WWE. And a huge deal with ESPN and UFC. I'll touch on that next. It's the Sports Hangover Hour 2 on ESPN New Orleans.
What does it take to rebuild trust? At Wells Fargo, we've been thinking about that a lot lately. For us, it begins with a renewed commitment to our customers. Fixing what went wrong, making things right. Working with more transparency and higher accountability. And reinventing how we serve you. It's a new day at Wells Fargo, but it's a lot like our first day. Wells Fargo. Established 1852. Reestablished 2018. Wells Fargo Bank N.A. Member FDIC.
This is you over 30 years ago.
Are we there yet? Are we there yet?
And this is your mom when you drive her back from therapy.
Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet?
Roles change without us noticing, and in your new role, we help you help. AARP gives you the information to help care for your mom so that you can have patience with her just like she did with you. Visit aarp.org/caregiving or call 1-877-333-5885 to get practical health and wellness tips to provide even better care for your loved one.
Are we there yet?
Remember, visit aarp.org/caregiving. AARP, we help you help. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Watch an NBA countdown and it says something to the effect like Jalen says LeBron doesn't want to be in Cleveland anymore. Something on the screen. I couldn't find the volume to hear what you were saying. So what were you saying?
LeBron seems like an unhappy camper. Yes, the team is struggling. Yes, he had the second worst plus minus in the NBA the entire month of January. They lost Kevin Love. But I'm also paying attention to LeBron off the floor. How, for some strange reason, he seems to go out of his way to praise others around the league. Do you think if Kyrie Irving had the number one pick in the draft, he would have taken LeBron on his team?
No.
So what he's showing me is that while I am Cleveland and the franchise player, he's paying attention to the landscape of what may be next. The unique thing about LeBron James is I can't say I know because I'm sure today he does not know. Unless Cleveland can do something drastic to make LeBron happy to be there, I do see a world where LeBron James probably won't be there next year.
Jalen and Jacoby.
You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Conference tournaments got underway yesterday. LSU getting an 8-5 win over Mississippi State, taking on Florida at 4:30. Sharif Eishak at 2:15. We'll touch on that. Plus, I'll ask him his storylines that he'll be looking forward to as the Saints We'll go into day three of OTAs. Day two right now, well, it's wrapped up already. It's anywhere between 10:20 to just under about noon. Sean Payton scheduled to speak at 12:10 tomorrow. We'll have that for you. As we'll be there kind of giving our observations as well. So looking forward to touching on that. So Sharif at 2:15. Kelsey, part of the Two-Faced Wrestling podcast, will be joining us at 2:30 to give her takes on the week of Monday Night Raw and Tuesday Night SmackDown. And coming up out of this hour, Dino Hansen, as we'll touch a little bit more on the Western Conference Finals, game number four. Houston knots it up at two apiece. CP3, huge night. And also Eastern Conference Finals, game five tonight in Boston for the Cavs and Celtics. But first, welcome to the midway point of your work week.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
It's hump day.
Hump day! I know you can hear me. Let's get stupid.
Today's more that, what, that Camel Wednesday hump day, is that what it is?
There he is, Shock Gene, a digital underground. A camel. And head coach Sean of the Payton. Gus Cottingill with you. Joining intern here as well. We're in the LaRose studios. Todd behind the board. Over on KLRZFM.com. At some point in the near future, Nichols and Southeastern Baseball. Words of wisdom from Shock G. As they're in a rain delay. 40-minute rain delay. A little lightning here as well. The latest tweet from the Southland Conference says at least around a 1 p.m. starts, you have to start. So I'll let you know when that takes place. We'll be giving you updates on that. So again, if you want to catch the Colonels taking on the Lions, and a big, obviously, tournament for all the teams in there as well, because it looks like other than Sam Houston State, and they probably have to win the tournament. They're not getting into regional play. Huge win for LSU last night because of that. Right? Gets them into the double elimination part, and also it gives them essentially should get them in now into the regionals. But that's how close they were, folks, to not being in the postseason. If they lose yesterday, wasn't guaranteed. A win against Florida today would really help, especially considering that the Gators, all they were all season long, were either number one or number two in the entire country all season. One or two. It's not bad. Not bad against those Gators. Tulane beat Houston 11-6 in their opening game of the American Athletic Conference. It's a double elimination tournament as well. They're facing ECU. They started at 11:30 this morning. And in the top of the fifth, it was 2-0. It's now 2-1. Tulane on the field right now. ECU batting. So they've picked up a run this inning. It was 2-0 here at the top of the hour. So it's now 2-1. As the Green Wave are looking to continue to move on. And again, it's real simple. They have to win the tournament in order to go into regional play for them. So we'll keep you posted on all the games that are going on in action right now. As we said, we'll talk a little basketball here at the bottom of the hour. The big news, obviously, today in and around the NFL, two things. A, the national anthem policy. And B, the fact that NOLA is getting the big game again. Super Bowl 58 became official today. The presentation, the pitch was made by Gail Benson, Dennis Lauscher of the Saints. Boom. They agreed. They're like, awesome. Congratulations. Super Bowl is yours. The commissioner announcing that. Arizona getting Super Bowl 57. And Nashville is getting the NFL draft, the 2019 NFL draft. Joining the intern, we asked some folks that on social media at ESPN Radio NOLA, or you can call us at 800-998-1003. Would you attend the NFL draft? Again, the problem with New Orleans, and I want to say I've heard this before from either Jay Cicero or Doug Thorne or other people as well. I would have to put it together. It's a busy weekend. It's a busy weekend on draft weekend. You have the Zurich Classic of New Orleans, right? The PGA tournament. That's drawn a lot of crowds and done that. You have Jazz Fest weekend as well, the opening weekend. So hotel rooms would probably be an issue. I mean, you have different crowds that are going to be everywhere. It's not like it's going to be somewhere. You know what I'm getting? You have a lot of, and we know what we just saw that just a couple weeks ago from the Jazz Fest. You have a lot of people that stay downtown, and you have all those school buses that line Canal Street. Would that be tougher to get to Jazz Fest if you had additional people coming for the NFL draft? Now, again, you probably have some fans from teams that would come down here. You'd have personnel from those teams. I don't know. You get what I'm getting? It's not like the same crowd at a Super Bowl would sort of be. I think you could do it because most of your crowd's probably going to be local, right? So I don't know. We'll see. But I'm looking forward to seeing if that ever happens. But I would go. I'd love to see the NFL draft in the Dome. I mean, it would make the most sense. You do it there, parking-wise. It's away from, you know, Canal Street where all the people from Jazz Fest would be going. And again, if you go to the golf tournament, you're already going to the golf tournament.
What about the Castine Center?
No. No, you do it in the Superdome. This is why you're the intern.
All right.
See? This is why you're the intern.
Just turn my mic off, I guess.
Yes. Yeah. We may be considering that. At ESPN Radio NOLA, should we turn Jordan the intern's mic off?
And there he goes. I'll just do it for you.
The Castine. No, it's the Superdome that you would have this. The other poll question that we threw out there as well is about the NFL policy. And again, if you're just joining us, it came out, what, guys? Right when the show started, really. Right? And it's a little bit of everything, trying to make everybody happy. It's real simple. You go on the field, when the anthem is played, you have to stand. If you kneel, sit, is squatting kind of, I mean, what that's kind of in between a kneel. Is that, that's not standing. Okay, so you can't squat like a catcher. Can't do that either. You get fined. Teams also then have the option to fine you. Now, players and personnel can have the option to stay in the locker room. I think this is trying to make everybody happy. And the reason I'm spending time on it is because it was a big deal. Look, the NFL ratings are dropping. The NFL ratings are going down. Some people have written about. We've had callers before. I can remember several Deuce McAllister Old Saints shows with Jay Hargrave of, man, I want to say almost 45 minutes of calls. Well, people flat out said, I don't watch games because of this. It was a thing, a huge thing at the beginning of the season last year in the NFL.
Well, what did you notice when the Saints started winning?
People didn't care.
I know some people that changed their mind about it after we won that 10-game winning streak, right?
10 games?
Was it 10 games?
You're thinking of the Pelicans. Once again, if you would like to shut off the microphone for Jordan the intern, feel free to tweet us at ESPN Radio. No, here's the thing, though. It was interesting to see restaurants. It was interesting to see several people say, you know, people were calling the team and saying, I want a refund for my season tickets. They were canceling season tickets. There's a reason they had to come out and do this policy. It was affecting business. Golic and Wingo said it best this morning. They were saying it. This is affecting how they put money in their pockets. They have to address it. We can laugh at it. We can say, well, why should you do it? Why are you not doing it? Here's the thing. You're going to be darned if you do, darned if you don't, no matter what. Probably the easiest thing to do is everybody pre-2000, everyone stayed in the locker room. You didn't even have this. It's crazy because I was probably one of those people I thought, man, haven't they always done this? No, 2000. And again, don't think of, remember the time and where it was. But 2000 was the, hey, we're going to have everybody on the field. Here come the player intros, right? Here's the pyrotechnics, the flag, the cheerleaders. Seattle has a hawk come out. You know, the Saints had the fetch monster, whatever. All right, now it's time to stand. Please rise. Gentlemen, remove your hats. Time for the national anthem. And players stood there. So that might have been the easiest thing to do, right? Just go back to that way where the anthem, I guess, is for us in the stands. Now here come the player intro and everything comes out. And I've thought about this during the break because Eric gave us a call last hour. He's like, why do we even have to have the anthem or anything to this, right? Why do we have to have it in games? What's interesting is this, when I do basketball games, and Brian Johnson can speak to this and Todd here as well, when you do tournament games, it only happens once. It's not before every game. It's sort of like for the day. the first game of the tournament, Anthem. I've called game four of that day. The second that other game ends, you got a 30-minute clock, and then we go. The Anthem was done earlier that day. The other thing, as Joey just pointed out here, is too, the Super Bowl was really a place to showcase the national anthem, if you remember, right? Whitney Houston. We still remember the Whitney Houston national anthem, don't we? Right? I mean, we do. We still remember. I mean, we remember who say, we will go nuts if somebody butchers the anthem. I mean, that's like the most pressure-packed thing, right? Sorry. I mean, what was it? Was it Pink this year who had like, she had like laryngitis, so she was freaking out because she's like, I don't have my wife. All my life, all I've ever wanted to do, she had a military family, and I've always, I mean, it would be the greatest honor to sing it because it's the world season. Again, to Eric's point, I think the anthem has always been seen as not only a sign of respect to everybody that stands for and things of that nature, but to showcase and to say it's us. This is what makes us unique. And here's the other thing, and in my response to Eric as to why maybe you do it, and I pointed out, think of what's coming up next month with the World Cup. What does soccer do? You ever notice what soccer does during the World Cup or even in friendlies? Soccer. What soccer does. Teams come out, right? They have the like little kids, the ball boys, whatever, the referees come out. It's like a little pageantry. Right? Two sides, two-sided line. The teams are lined up. They come out from the tunnel. The crowd goes nuts. Right? What, by the way, what do fans mainly, you know, have in the stands or waving? Their team flags. I'm sorry, their country flags. Right? I mean, for the most part, when you see the front, what are they doing? They're waving their flags. So after they line up on the pitch, they face the cameras. What happens? Each team gets their anthem played. So it's not just a U.S. thing, and it's not just an NFL thing, and it's not just why we do it. Again, this is a symbol. This is a respect thing. This is a thing that is global. It's not just, hey, why are U.S. sports doing it? You can look at the Olympics. What do we do at the Olympics at the award ceremony? It's a sign of respect that whoever wins gold, not only does their flag fly highest, but that's the anthem that's played. So you see what I'm saying? It's not just an American thing. It's not just an us thing. I think symbolically, globally, worldwide, it is recognized as a sign of respect. Exactly. You are looking at it as, hey, we're giving respect to us. We're giving ourselves, you know, recognition, we're doing that. That's the thing that's interesting to me. That I've heard over the last 24 hours, people, well, why are you even doing it? And again, I have a very simple sort of just thought on that. It's when you start losing hope in symbols or reasons why you do things, whether it's losing your way or just, I mean, what do you stand for? At some point, you have to stand for something. Same thing, like, right, my last name. I try to do whatever I can to do my, because that's my dad's name. That's my family's name. I mean, you have to have some sort of symbol. You have to stand for something. At least that's what I believe. And, again, I understand that there are things that we don't care for or we want to show that we support. I've always said, hey, look, you stand for it, and then you find ways to be supportive about people's voices. It's also understanding that there's businesses. People can set their tone, how they want to do it. May not like it, whether it's a dress code, whether it's time you show up, things of that nature. I get that. That was the difficult thing for the NFL here to find balance. I brought up in hour one, though, for the NBA, they came out in September and reiterated a memo that brought up, oh, by the way, there is a rule. Everyone stands. Now, you do see some players put their hands on their hearts or not, whatever, but everyone stands. The NBA said, you didn't hear a peep. And you have some of the biggest names in hip-hop or, you know, a large percentage of that league is African-American. You didn't hear a single pop. Why was it such an issue in the NFL? It's mind-boggling to me. I mean, you didn't hear a peep. LeBron didn't threaten to not play. One of the biggest names in the game. You didn't hear any player say, no, we're not stepping on the court. In the NFL, you did. The NFL, I mean, it was, they were freaking out, man. The owners were not prepared for it, and they didn't do it. So this is their way of making everybody happy. If you're on the field, you stand. You have the option to remain in the locker room. If you're on the field and you don't stand, you can be fined by the team and the NFL, or you will be. There it is. What are your thoughts on it? 800-998-1003 or ESPN Radio Nola. We'll take the quick break. When we come back, we'll touch a little bit on some of the other topics that are going on. The first team, we got some NBA all-star team, not all-star teams, but first and second teams being announced.
Yeah, right, Anthony Davis and Jrue Holiday were
mentioned.
Yeah.
All right, we'll tell you where they are when we come back here as well. Not surprising when you think about it. They've had a
not at all
pretty good season. You're listening to the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
It's time to have fun, so come on in. Come on.